Victor, you mentioned last week about us moving to Mexico. Yes, love, I've priced some flights and storing our stuff and some property.
Peter, don't mention the P word.
No, looking at houses in Mexico, love. Thank goodness for that, Peter. Well, love, as long as Robin Cab stays busy, we should have enough by Christmas to move on. Is Dolly Parton still showing signs of being interested? I'm looking at pictures over now online, love, and she's certainly showing something. Ugh, Peter, you dirty beast, there's life in the old dog yet. That's all well and good, but only if this place stays busy and this phone hasn't rung all morning. Kirk, is that you?
My name's not Kirk, you have me.
Ahibbity-hibbity-hibbity.
Yes.
Ahibbity-hibbity.
Uh-huh. Peter, we've got another one.
This is Big Dog. Any drivers around the docks?
Driver 32 down the docks. Here, Big Dog, have you hired any other drivers yet? Because this is costing me a fortune in fuel.
Yes, Jerry Kelly, they're starting at the end of the month.
Would you stop saying my name in the radio? Friggin' idiot.
Good point, Driver 32. Jerry Kelly, you're looking for a big fella dressed in black leather. He's got a very big helmet and a glowing baton.
Hang on. You want me to drive around the docks asking a fella all in leather with a huge helmet and a glowing baton? Does he want a ride? Do you think I'm stupid? Hello, big fella, all in leather with a huge helmet and a glowing baton. You looking a raid? That were quick! Let me just throw my stormtroopers and my Luke Skywalker in the boot. Do not open the boot, nobody opens the boot. Where are you for, son? Can you take me to SSE Arena? Doing conference for most evil men in galaxy. I mean, I dropped Sammy and Gregory off earlier and Big Marty wanted to go too. But there was a woolen polo neck jumper convention that he had already committed himself to. I think Jerry will be there. What are you on about? It'd be me. Megatron. Skeletor. Is we Jamie going to that too?
He's a wiry wee thing, isn't he?
No! It'd be bad guy from He-Man. Oh, Doma. Right, we're here. Get out. What's this place you brought me to? Looks bigger than Death Star, this. This is Air Guff, and a bit of advice, mate. Don't let her polish any of your leather, and especially not that hat. It's not a hat, it's a helmet. I know that, but not even I would say polish that on the radio. Take it easy, son. Peter, there's a striking man all in leather standing at the door. I think it's Batman.
Let me look out the window.
No, love, that's like something Nesbitt would wear. It's probably Mike. He's a striking man, and I've seen him all in leather before. Quite the sight to behold. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Robin Cabs.
My name's not Mike Nesbitt, you daft mare. I'm one of the most famous evil rulers in the galaxy.
Funny, you don't look like Jerry Adams to me. Have you evil empire anything I would have heard of?
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, hello. Luke, I am your mother. I love roleplay.
No, you daft man. That's me in Star Wars.
Sorry, son. Have you evil empire anything else?
Well, I can put you on your knees with just a touch to your neck.
Ach, you don't need to squeeze my neck. A glass of Prosecco will do it.
What are you on about? It's a death choke. You brand all heard of it.
Could you take that helmet off, please? Because I can't really hear you very well. There you go. Can you hear me better now? That's lovely, son.
The only thing is, if you don't give me helmet back, I start to choke. Give me helmet. Give me the helmet.
What? A man after my own heart. Throw your lightsaber in the bowl there, son. I'm about to Jedi the night clean out of you. But starving. Who would choose a taxi firm like... Oh.